just so out in the middle of the Bering Sea. You know, there's like this rugged adventure.
Shows about Alaska, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so big and so wonderful.
We always, Teresa and I, had a vision of moving back here one day, and then we became teachers since then.
When I've asked the school's new staff members what it is that has drawn them to come teach in a remote town in the Aleutian chain, they almost all mention something about an allure in Alaska and the Aleutians. Some generally nondescript appeal, almost as if the island casts some kind of foggy nautical spell that draws them in.
And the lure of Alaska brought me back again. This is the best.
That was Scott Baker on Alaska's new junior high social studies teacher. Baker taught near Kotzebue for 2 years and then in Aniak for a year before moving back down to teach in Oregon last year. And while Oregon is near what he considers home in Vancouver, Washington, Alaska's lure was strong enough to pull him thousands of miles north again. And like the other teachers I spoke with, as our conversation developed, Baker described a captivation that seemed less to do with an appeal of mystery in the Aleutian fog and more related to a far more substantial element within the school and community.
From day one, Mr. Wilson has always said that the community here is so supportive of this school and everybody. And I don't know a lot of community people yet, but I sense that because I can see it in the kids.
After graduating from Washington State University in Vancouver, Baker has held various teaching and coaching jobs throughout Oregon and Alaska. And he says some of that earlier work as a coach played a major role in why he decided to become a teacher.
I knew I wanted to be a teacher at a younger age. Right out of high school, I took two courses at Clark College in Vancouver. And got into coaching, actually. And it was coaching with other coaches who were teachers already, and just seeing the passion that they had and the fun that they had working with kids, that's when I knew I needed to get into teaching. And so it took me a long time.
Baker hasn't had much free time to explore the island, having only arrived just about a month ago. He says he's also been preoccupied with confronting new challenges in the classroom due to COVID-19 health mandates. But as an antique and vintage fishing pole collector and avid fisherman, he says he looks forward to casting a few, soaking in the coastal life, and enjoying the slower pace of things on the island.
I like being around boats. I can sit out here and look at the docks and watch the boats come and go all day long. I love that. When I was younger, my dad had a 53-foot troller out of Garibaldi in Oregon.